This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The ongoing NBA Conference Finals have seen strong shooting from Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant, San Antonio's Tony Parker, Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat, and the Indiana Pacers' Paul George, among others. You might say these players have developed the hot hand. Most basketball players and fans believe in that concept, though in the cold, hard world of statistical analysis, hot-handedness has been dismissed. But in a new study, Harvard University students claim to have uncovered proof that it's real. Only a Game's Doug Trabue has our story.
For players and fans, the hot hand is a mystical tenet of the basketball faith. The idea is this: players who make a couple of shots in a row can get hot, and when they do, look out, because the next shot's going in for sure. But in 1985, three researchers from Cornell and Stanford universities, led by Thomas Gilovich, studied shooting by NBA and college players. They also considered people's common misperceptions about chance. The conclusion? The hot hand is a myth. Their paper has since been widely cited in both sports and non-sports contexts. Carolyn Stein is one of the Harvard University students who recently revisited the hot hand.
People have this idea, oh, he made four shots in a row, he cannot miss this fifth one. And I think we're all in agreement that that's just not true.
And for decades, statisticians and scientists have been telling hot hand believers to chill out.
But when you talk to players and you tell them, yeah, you just made four shots in a row, but, you know, that happens by chance and you're no more likely to make this fifth shot, they can't believe that.
So despite scientific evidence, players kept believing, and the hot hand's place in pop culture kept growing.
Heating up! He's on fire!
In the mid-90s, the arcade and video game NBA Jam made its debut and quickly became a phenomenon. In physics-defying full-court two-on-two action, players who get on a roll then heat up. Then, if they score again, they're on fire and literally can't miss for a set period of time. A few years ago, EA Sports released an update called NBA Jam, On Fire Edition.
Duncan, he's got the hot hand.
The amazing guys, they believe that their miss is better than your make.
Idan Ravine is a trainer who works with NBA players, including superstars LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, and newly crowned MVP Kevin Durant. Ravine just published a book about his work titled The Hoops Whisperer, On the Court and Inside the Heads of Basketball's Best Players.
If I missed my shot, it's not because of anything in my mechanics, maybe because the rim is tilted. I mean, they're so incredibly confident in themselves that something else must be wrong because they missed.
To Ravine, the process is more important than the result.
I mean, basketball is a game of imperfection, right? 50% from two is considered good, 40% from three is considered good, and 80% from the line is considered good. So the game is filled with imperfection. So I never focus on the make or the miss. I focus on everything in between.
Golden State Warriors guard Stephen Curry is also one of Ravine's clients. The All-Star has led the NBA in three-point attempts and makes for two consecutive seasons. And Curry is a big believer in the hot hand.
Figure when you make two or three in a row, and then you have a heat check, that goes in, you got the hot hand. I've had it plenty of times, and you know when it's going right.
But Curry says it's not as simple as throwing up a shot to see if you're really hot.
It's a combination of you feeling good making shots, but also you finding good shots. That's the harder thing to do when teams know you are feeling it. So it's kind of a lot of variables go into it, but you definitely know when all you need is just a good look at the rim and it's going in.
Curry's point that making shots makes you take tougher shots and attract tougher defense is the thesis behind the new research done by Carolyn Stein, Andrew Boskowski, and John Ezekowitz. The project began last year in their final semester at Harvard. The group studied more than 83,000 NBA shots from the 2012-2013 season using data collected by SportView, a product owned by the company Stats. Based on an Israeli missile tracking system, SportView's cameras record the location of the ball and players throughout the game. Ezekowitz says it's a mountain of data.
So what that allows us to see is where every player on the court is and where the ball is every 25th of a second.
Just to be clear, that's 25 times per second.
So on a very, very short time interval, we can know exactly what the game situation is.
Ezekowitz also moonlighted as an analytics consultant for the Phoenix Suns during college. He says the in-depth player tracking data allowed the research team to determine the level of shot difficulty.
Okay, the defender in this shot was 3 feet away, and he was 15 degrees off the center line between you and the basket, so he wasn't right in your face. And we can also marry that with the regular play-by-play to understand, is this the fourth quarter in a tie ball game with a minute left? Is this a high-pressure shot, or is it the fourth quarter in a blowout?
In the end, the co-authors found that when accounting for shot difficulty and other factors, the hot hand does exist. But the heat is more candle than forest fire. When players are in the zone, their shooting percentage goes up 1.2 to 2.4% the next time they pull the trigger. The group presented its work at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference in Boston in March. Carolyn Stein says the findings don't mean the 1985 paper on the hot hand fallacy is wrong.
It's not black, it's not white, it's gray. We think it exists. Is it this huge he can't miss thing? We don't think that's true either.
And whether they're heating up or cooling off, it'll be a cold day in a very warm place when NBA players let a few misses keep them from looking for their next chance to score. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.